In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord God, this is the good news you deliver to us today. Love is stronger than death. You desire that the sinner live and become new. Let us no longer live in the past. Make us free for your life and your love. Give us hearts as merciful to one another as you have been merciful to us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. He lives with you forever and ever. Amen. Receive the word of God and instruct those placed within your care. Children ages 3, 4, 5, and 6, please line up behind the children's liturgist.
Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior? They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus spent the night on the Mount of Olives, and at daybreak he returned to the temple, and people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. Some of the Pharisees and the elders brought a woman to him who had been caught in adultery. They made her stand before everyone. They said to him, "We have caught this woman in the very act of adultery. According to the law, Moses says that such a person should be stoned. Now, what do you say?" Now, they asked him this question in order to test him, so that they might have something to charge him with. Jesus knelt down on the ground, and with his finger he began to write in the dust. They continued to ask him questions. Jesus stood up, he looked at them and said, "Let the one among you who has no sin cast the first stone." And then he knelt down again and continued writing in the dust of the ground. And the crowd, one by one, began to walk off, beginning with the elders. And soon it was just Jesus and the woman. Jesus stood up. He said to her, "Woman, has no one condemned you? Where have they all gone?" And she said, "No one, sir." And then Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.